little town. And I'm not gonna take it all lying down, cause once I get started I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else, I'm not like everybody else, I'm not like everybody else, I'm not like everybody else. And I don't wanna roll around like everybody else. And I don't wanna live my life like everybody else. And I will say that I'm fine like everybody else. Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. But darling, you know that I love you true. Confess all my sins like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. 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 Stop all my running around. Do everything like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't wanna run around like everybody else. Like everybody else,
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 like everybody else.
That was The Kinks, and this is the Strange Brew podcast tribute to the wonderful band. For the next hour, you'll be listening to a range of tracks, often through the eyes of other groups who recorded the material from the mid-60s to early 70s. Our first song really sums this fantastic band up. I'm not like everybody else, and they certainly ain't. Ray Davies wrote I'm Not Like Everybody Else for the Animals, in fact, but it was turned down, so they released their own version with guitarist Dave on lead vocals as a B-side to Sunny Afternoon from 1966. Going back 2 years, we actually have a rare early song from Dave Davies never recorded by the band. One Fine Day was recorded with a singer called Shel Naylor. The backing track included Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones. Naylor was a 17-year-old singer whose real name was Robert Woodward and who was promoted by Larry Page at the time. So here is Shel Naylor, One Fine Day, an A-side from Decca from 1964.
One fine day, my baby's coming back home to me.
I said, whoa.
Great piece of early freak beat there, One Fine Day by Shel Naylor, but written by Dave Davies. Now to a song written by Ray Davies. This Strange Effect was first released by Dave Berry in July 65 and hit the top of the charts in the continent, including Netherlands and Belgium and the lesser parts of the UK singles charts as well. Now, although not released by the Kinks in that period, it was recorded by the band in BBC sessions and has actually been included in some of the recent box sets. But let's hear Dave Berry's version of This Strange Effect, released on Decca in 1965. Dave Berry and This Strange Effect. Next to a song written by Dave Davies and inspired by the Tom Keyes novel about a Liverpool beat band, All Night Stand. It was recorded by the Kinks as a demo. The Forts released the single, and their vocalist making his recording debut was Liverpoolian Peter Beckett. Beckett eventually moved on to various groups, including World of Oz, and he recorded two albums with the group Palladium before relocating to the US in 1974 and going on to have a US number one with his group Player in 1978. But let's backtrack to the heady days of 1966 and the Forts with the Ray Davies song All Night Stand, released on Planet.
All Night Stand, been around, seen a thousand places. Because I live this life and I've made it for myself. If you scandalize my name, then you scandalize yourself. Because I'm not to blame for the things that I've been doing. You all say that I'm bad and I'll only end in ruin. Nice.
Thoughts and the excellent All Night Stand. I think that was a hit in France. Now, in this period, there was quite a lot of releases by other artists of Ray Davies songs. I think that was because they were slowing down of Kinks records because of contract negotiations with their label Pi. So that led to some great releases by other artists of Kinks tracks. And here's another example of that. Not much is known about Mo and Steve, but it certainly is a gem. So let's hear it. Oh, What a Day It's Gonna Be, another Ray Davies song, released as a single in 1966.
I can see, oh, what a day it's gonna be. There'll never be another like it, as far as I can see. Cause the whole world gonna know when they see how good times grow. Oh, yesterday, girl, oh, what a day it's gonna be. Cause I can hear the birds a-singing. It seems a better life beginning, and all the mist will clear. Cause the sun is gonna shine and keep shining all the time. Ah, yesterday, girl, oh, what a day is gonna be. I can see, oh, what a day it's gonna be. It seems the very air I'm breathing is bringing you to me. And then when our days are few, we'll remember
Steve and Oh What a Day It's Gonna Be from Pi in 1966, and another Pi 66 release, and another Ray Davies composition, and The Gates of Eden, Too Much on My Mind. Not much is known of Gates of Eden, except they released three singles. This was their first, and it's Too Much on My Mind, which was on the Kinks Face to Face record.
There's too much on my mind. There's too much on my mind. And I can't sleep at night thinking about it. I'm thinking all the time. There's too much on my mind. On my mind, and there is nothing I can say. There's too much on my mind, and there is nothing I can do.
Gates of Eden and Too Much on My Mind. And guess what? We have, yes, another Pye single from 66, this time actually containing future Fleetwood Mac member Bob Bruning. The Fives Company released their own version of Session Man, and it was, of course, another face-to-face LP number.
A Session Man. A Session Man. A Session Man. He never will forget it all. The day he played at the Albert Hall. A million sessions ago, it seems. He's a Session Man. A chord progression. A top musician.
Ray Davies' tribute to one of the ultimate session men, Nicky Hopkins, but this time by the Fives Company. Now to another group who you may not have heard too much about. Los Cinco's Ricardos were an early group from the hugely talented songwriter Albert Hammond, and they cut one November 66 single, which was the Kinks' most exclusive residence for sale. Yes, another face-to-face track.
Most exclusive residence for sale.
Los Cinco's and most exclusive residents for sale. Last to our batch of 1966 Kinks related material, and we have The Uglies and End of the Season. The Uglies, quite a well-known Birmingham band, active throughout the whole 60s. Most prominent member probably was Steve Gibbons. And their version of End of the Season predated the Kinks version, which was on something else by around a year. Thanks especially to Andy Morton for helping me track this song down. So here is The Uglies and End of the Season, a single on Pi in 1966.
Winter time is coming, all the sky is grey. End of the season, winter is here, close of day. I get no kicks walking down Savile Row. There's no more chicks left where the green grass grows, and I know that winter is here. End of the season, my reason's gone, close of play. I just can't mix in all the clubs I know.
Uglies and End of the Season, a track that predated the Kinks version by a year. Now to Marion Mertz, who recorded I Go to Sleep by Ray Davies in 1967, a track that was first released by UK band The Applejacks in 65. Marion was probably one of the best singers that German music had to offer in the 60s. The record was produced again by Larry Page over in the UK. It was released in both markets, actually, and Marion performed this song as the first German female singer in the brilliant TV show in Germany, Beat Club. So here is Marion and her exceptional version of the Ray Davies classic, I Go to Sleep.
Though you are far away, I know you'll always be near.
Stuff, Marion and I Go to Sleep, a single on the Page One label in 1967, next to a song that was released in March of that year, and it was a version of a song previously released by the Kinks as the B-side to Dead End Street in November 66. So let's hear Mick and Malcolm's version of Big Black Smoke, released on Piccadilly. Malcolm and Big Black Smoke from 67. Now to the end of that year, and we have Dave Davies's excellent follow-up to Death of a Clown. It is Susanna's Still Alive that was also a hit for Dave, so let's hear it.
Shut up. sleeps with the covers down, hoping that somebody gets in. It doesn't matter what she does, she knows that she can't win. Oh, Susanna's gonna cry. She's got the woman that always cries when it gets some sleep. She's waiting for a soldier to come home, but she'll cry and never die. She knows that she can't win. Oh, Susanna's still alive. Oh, Susanna's gonna cry. Oh, Susanna's still alive. Oh, Susanna's still alive.
That was Dave Davies and Susanna Still Alive, next to another Dave composition. And we have Ewan Stevens, Vic Jansen and Jeff Peters, who formed Turquoise, and they grew up near Ray and Dave's childhood home in Muswell Hill, London, with Ewan becoming a close friend of Dave's in particular. It was through Dave that Turquoise started recording demos in 1966, and this subsequently led on to the band releasing two great singles in 1968, 53 Summer Street and Woodstock. Now, towards the end of their career in 1969, Dave produced Turquoise's own version of Dave's Mindless Child of Motherhood. And if you listen carefully, you may be able to hear Dave on backing vocals. So let's hear it. Turquoise and Mindless Child of Motherhood.
I've been traveling a long time to be just where you are. In dreams I have seen you, but you are so very far. How long must I travel on to be just the way you are? How long must I travel on?
I see you.
from the same bank of material as Susanna's Still Alive, really. Turquoise's version with Dave Davies of Mindless Child of Motherhood, next to the theme tune to the film Till Death Do Us Part, and it was written by Ray Davies. And the song was played over the closing credits of that particular film, and it was sung by Chas Mills. So let's hear Chas Mills and Till Death Do Us Part.
What can I do? How can I show you and let you see that I am someone that you want me to be? I'm only me, not someone better, not someone good. That's if I only could. If I were king, I'd tell my army to change the world. Then I'd be someone like you want me to be. In my little mind, I know that the world turning, even though it leaves me far behind. Life is like a school, but I'm not prepared to keep on learning, even though it treats me like a fool. This is our life, apart. Let's stay together until death has to part. Not just a day, but till forever, just as the start, just as the end, until death has to part. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Chas Mills and Till Death Do Us Part from 1969. That actually had the Kinks in support there as the backing band, and in fact, actually, the Kinks' own version was on the Great Lost Kinks album released in the early 70s in the USA. Now to Strangers, which was written by Dave Davies and is part of a fantastic Kinks album called Lola vs. Power Man and the Money Go Round, released in November 1970, I believe. And that album, of course, is probably best known for producing Lola. But that album had two Dave Davies songs on it, one of which is amazing. Despite it not being released as a single, it's still really popular today. So let's hear it. The Kinks with the Dave Davies number, Strangers.
Thank you.
The Kinks and Strangers from the Lola vs. Power Man and the Money Go Round Part 1 album from 1970. Now, moving on a year or two, there's a little bit of chatter on the internet about whether this next band, Cold Turkey, is in fact The Kinks. It was actually the last contemporary Pye release related to the group, and the vocals are a little bit reminiscent of Dave and Ray on this Ray Davies composition for the TV show Budgie. It is Cold Turkey and Nobody's Fool from 1972.
Nobody's cover, nobody's lover, and nobody's friend. So used to lying and pretending I'm nobody's fool and I'm nobody's friend.
Cold Turkey and Nobody's Fool from 1972, and in 1974 the legendary Don Farden recorded his own version of Lola that certainly got a release in the States and Europe. So let's hear it. Don Farden and Lola.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A, cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, la 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 Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Oh, my Lola, la 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 Lola. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walks like a woman, talks like a man. Oh, my Lola, la 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 Lola, la 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 Lola. We'll
of God, but when I looked in her eyes, I almost fell for my Lola. La 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 Lola. La 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 Lola. Lola. La 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 Lola. La 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 Lola. Be girls in this mixed up, muddled up, shook up world. Oh my Lola, la 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 Lola. When I left home just a week before, and I'd never ever kissed a woman before, then she smiled and took me by the hand, said to me, boy, I'm gonna make you a man. I said, I'm not the world's most masculine man, but I know.
Tom Farden and Lola. And before I introduce our last track of the show, I just want to wish all the Strange Brew listeners a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Really, all the best for 2013. We've got lots of projects coming up on the Strange Brew, so I hope you enjoy them when they occur. But here is a brilliant Kinks track, one of Ray Davies' most enduring songs. Shouldn't really need much of an introduction if you're a bit of a Kinks fan. Bizarrely, it never charted on its release in 1972. The version here actually was recorded by the Kinks in concert at the Hippodrome Theatre in 1974. It is Celluloid Heroes and is one of the highlights on their BBC Sessions box set that was released earlier this year. So here is the Kinks and Celluloid Heroes live. Liable to turn and bite.
such a lonely life. Well, you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you might even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along the Hollywood Boulevard. Well, you can see all the stars as you walk down. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded, some who suffered in vain. Fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel.